Hey, today is Tuesday, July 15th. I am Brady Kreiser, and it is 2:10 p.m. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Jane Scott Cleary. I was an associate professor in the library from 78 to 2003. Born May 21st, 1948.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay, you've already sort of mentioned it, but kind of talk about your affiliation with the university sort of from the beginning.
Okay. I came here in 1978 from New York, where I had been working in a school system, and I was the instructional materials librarian. And I did that for about half the time while I was here. I was here 25 years. The second half of my time at Slippery Rock, I was a reference librarian, and I was a liaison to departments in the sciences, the health sciences, and I was also the coordinator of instruction.
Okay. The university, one of the things we like to focus on is sort of the change we've went through from you know, teachers' college to state college and university. Do you remember anything specific, you know, that involved you about that change, those different transition periods?
I was here when we were a state teachers' college, and then the transformation occurred where the whole system became a university system. It was very simple. I was sort of stunned that it was such a simple transition. Mm-hmm. My assumption had been that the libraries would have to beef up and do a lot more, but we were all 14 schools just became universities.
Okay. So was there a new kind of cooperation between the different libraries then?
Yes. By the end of my time, we had formed what was called the Keystone Library Network, and it was a totally online integrated system where we all had access to one another's catalogs and journal databases, and we had a lot of cooperation among the 14 schools. I was one of the representatives from Slippery Rock to this statewide consortium, and would do a lot of planning in terms of selection of databases and policies for the state.
Okay. You worked in the library, some faces came and went. Can you kind of talk about some of the more significant changes that you can remember from when you first came?
When I first came, we had a huge amount of card catalog drawers. They pretty much filled half of the first floor in the reference area. And and most of the teaching I did to students was using books and printed material, and or audio visuals. I was talking about film strips and puppets. By the time I left, I was mainly teaching students how to use computerized databases, and very little in terms of print material. And so it was pretty much changed from a print to an online situation in the library.
Do you kind of remember, you know, unfortunately, fortunate for them, I guess, they had someone teach them, but was that something you kind of had to learn on the job, that transition?
Yes, because that wasn't part of my education. When I was thinking what profession I was going to go into, the internet wasn't even created. Mm-hmm. And so it certainly was something we all continued to learn about as we progressed.
Did you have a difficult time with that, or is that something you kind of adjusted to?
I guess I adjusted pretty well. It certainly gave everybody greater access, and so there was a wonderful incentive to learn it. I certainly wasn't one of the slickest when it came to computer technology, but it became certainly easier at the end.
Yeah. Okay. What buildings did you work in? Was this the only one on campus?
Bailey Library was the only one.
Okay. You mentioned you're from New York. Most people, you know, who come here to work here were familiar with the university. Do you have any knowledge of it before you saw the opening down here?
I grew up in Ohio, out in Columbus, and I remember as a child we'd go to the Ohio State football games, and at the end of the football game, at halftime, they would announce all the Big Ten scores, and at the end they would say the score, and they would say, and Slippery Rock, and the whole stadium would crack up. So I grew up thinking that Slippery Rock was some mythological place. It didn't occur to me that it was a real place. And when I saw an advertisement for the opening here, I applied, but I had no idea where Slippery Rock was or what it was.
Okay. What were your thoughts when you first arrived?
Two thoughts. I remember being struck by the cement block buildings and how not especially aesthetically pleasing those were. But the other memory was how friendly the students and the faculty all were. Everybody looked you in the eye. I'd been in New York City and nobody looks you in the eye there, and so that was a really lovely experience to come to such a friendly place.
Okay. You said you saw the advertisement for the opening, and today everything is online job postings. How did you find out about this opening from where you were?
It was in a professional journal, a library journal. I was looking online and in journals and newspapers, but that particular ad was in a professional library journal.
Okay. Can you talk about some of your activities, campus activities, in terms of committees, things like that?
Like most faculty, I was on a lot of committees. I chaired some of the ones, some of the ones that I did chair and enjoyed included the Promotions Committee, the Marjorie Stevenson Scholarship Committee, Black Action Society. I think those were ones that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say were your biggest accomplishments involved in those particular institutions?
When I think of my time here, accomplishments that for me were significant. I had done some research looking at the online card catalog, and the whole nation was adopting online card catalogs, and the statistics other people had found showed that people really liked using the online catalogs, but they also showed that people failed to find what they wanted about 50% of the time. And I thought that was really strange that people would be so glad to be using this new toy, but even though they found there was nothing. And so we did a macro analysis of student and faculty use of the online catalog here to see why they were failing to find things. And then we made several alterations to the system and improved the success rate. It was like 64%, and we got it up to like 75%. So that was interesting and fun research to do. I was also involved at the state level in sexual harassment guidelines for the whole state system, and I enjoyed working on that.
Okay. You mentioned you did a little bit of instructional teaching, things like that. Was that something you had experienced in before, or was that kind of new when you came here?
Yes, I started my professional career as an English teacher. So I had taught English, and then I had worked in a public school system teaching elementary, junior high, and high school age students how to use the library. So I had taught for about 8 years before coming here.
Okay, so was that something you look forward to teaching? Obviously, that'd be a small amount of what you did here.
I enjoyed it, especially when I first came. The students were so appreciative. That was really fun because and teaching somebody to do something, they were very expressive and very appreciative, and that was very enjoyable.
Okay. Do you remember any best and worst moments that you had working here?
I think the best would be usually in a one-to-one teaching environment, though I did classes, it would be down in the reference room after helping a student say, "Oh, thanks so much, that really helped, that's just what I needed." That was most rewarding. Trying to think of the worst teaching experience. I remember I became close to a student. It was through a committee, Professional Rights and Responsibilities Committee. She had come to our committee, and she had a lot of problems, and tried to help her, and she ended up committing suicide, and I always felt like I must have not been very helpful. I mean, it wasn't just me, but that was certainly disappointing experience.
All right. Some of the leaders on campus, in terms of presidents or you know, library leaders, do you have any recollection of you know who they were, personality traits, things like that?
There were three different directors in the library when I was here. Bill Garten was the first librarian, and he hired me. And then Dr. Barbara Farah, and then when I was leaving, Phil Tramdak, the current librarian. So we had a change in administration there. There were a number of presidents also who came and left during my time. I guess Dr. Abersold, who was provost at one time and then president while I was here, was the longest termed president. And so there were a lot of changes.
Going back to the way the libraries ran, do you think there was any significant change in sort of the mission statement of the library from director to director?
Yes, I think when I first came, Bill Garten's style was probably more laissez-faire in terms of respecting each librarian, allowing them to do what they wanted, and those times were a lot more relaxed, I believe. Then I think as we moved along, the campus, as well as the library directors, took a more assertive role in terms of seeing students more as customers, providing services to the customers, across the campus, being held more accountable in terms of assessment of how effective we were serving students. So things did change in that period.
Okay. And going back to presidents, do you remember, you mentioned President Abersold, do you remember anything about the presidents that followed him? Were there a close relationship with the library, or was it sort of distant?
Well, I remember when Dr. Abersold was president, one of the associate provosts was Lou Rosano, and he had been a librarian, and so he was kind of overseeing our area of the library. Later on, we reported directly to Dr. Faust, I believe, the provost. So that kind of changed, I guess, throughout the years.
Okay. Do you have any people that you would consider movers and shakers on campus, or someone that most people generally seem to gravitate toward or look up to?
I was starting to think about that, and I remember Bob McCoskey was in the philosophy department. I think he might have been a union president when I was here. I think of people like him. Within the library, Leah Brown and Edna King were two librarians who had hired me, and certainly had, Leah especially, had a lot of respect across the campus, and they had a lot of impact on my working here.
And do you have any people that you sort of looked up to when you assumed this role that maybe there to help you out?
I would say Edna King and Leah Brown. Other people I remember were Clary Settlemyer. Served on several committees with her. I always appreciated her sense of humor. She's in the history department. Jay Scandravi was very influential. I was part of the Women's Studies Committee for a while in the Women's Reading Group. And she became union president. I think she certainly had a big impact on women throughout the campus. So those are some of the names that come to mind.
Okay, we had Ms. Schmeler yesterday. She mentioned that she's fairly close with you, and you guys had a lot of fun doing this different kind of projects together.
Yeah, she was a good friend and a mentor also.
Okay. Do you remember any major events or activities while you were here, whether it be national or more central to Slippery Rock?
Well, towards the end of my time, I remember teaching a group of physical therapy students one morning in 8 o'clock class, and unlike some of the undergraduates, they were always very attentive. Sometimes the undergraduates, as soon as the room got dark and everybody was in front of their computer, they'd start checking email. But by the end of this class, about 9:30, I could tell there was a rustle in the room, and somebody I assumed had found something on the internet, and the lights came up, and one of the students told us that the World Trade Building would come down.
It's neat that you're in the classroom setting for that as opposed to doing anything else. are there any of the memorable events you know, or things that you'd like to bring up besides what we've talked about so far?
Well, during that time, another memorable event, I got married Dr. Michael Cleary in the Allied Health Department. I had met him after coming here, so that was certainly a memorable event.
Now, because you're both members sort of the Slippery Rock community, was there a university kind of response or toward that, you know? Or was it more of a, it wasn't paid much notice to by the campus overall?
I'm not sure what the campus response was to that. I think there are guidelines. You're not supposed to work in a department where your spouse would be supervising you or something, but in terms of that, there were no regulations.
So no fruit baskets from the president or
anything like that? No, I don't think we got fruit baskets.
Okay, what do you miss?
That's a good idea.
What do you miss about being here most? I see you're still friends with a lot of librarians and staff.
I think I miss lunch most. That was always a great time to stop and talk with friends, continue to solve problems. It was always a good way, too, to meet people across the campus and to find out what was going on in different departments. And it was one of the things I missed at the end. It seemed during that 25 years, the pace really quickened, and there was much less time for simple civilities, time to sit down and talk. In fact, in the last year or so, I can remember not having much lunch at all. I'd have a cup of yogurt as I was running upstairs, and there was multitasking, and it was never time enough to just sit and listen and hear what was going on with other people, mm-hmm. and academically.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any words of wisdom for current or future Rock community members?
I can't think of any words of wisdom.
All right, what if someone is new to the library system and say they're overwhelmed with work, what would you tell them?
Well, that's a real good question. I did see many students who were overwhelmed, certainly towards the end, at the massive amount of information that was at their fingertips, and it seems to me the students have a great deal of problem sifting through all of that. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of research, I think it's important for a student to know how to consult the research tools, the online databases, and start by surveying what's available before they formulate their question, formulate the focus of their research. So that would be, I guess, a suggestion in terms of research skills.
Okay, and we always generally close with this. How would you like to be remembered for your time here?
I'd be glad if students remembered me as somebody who was helpful and respected them. I think of one of my colleagues, one of the best compliments I ever got was from a colleague here who said I was pithy. I think that would be a good epitaph.
Okay, that's all the questions we really have. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up that we failed to touch on today?
No, I think that's all.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was very wonderful of you. And let's see if you'd like to come back and kind of give us anything else. You're welcome to anytime.
Thank you, Rick.